Welcome to the E2A Flippers Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Rakin, and this show is dedicated to helping you make more money by flipping physical products from eBay to Amazon.com. If that's what you're here to learn, then you're in the right place. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the E2A Flippers Podcast. Today, I'm doing a podcast episode in my car, sharing a little bit of an update with my eBay to Amazon flipping business. And I wanted to talk about one topic in particular, which is me selling higher ticket products. That's been a change that I've made over, I would say, probably the last 3 or 4 months. I've really made that change where I'm selling items that are selling for a good amount of money. And in 2022, my average selling price was around $38 to $40. In 2023, it went up to about $55. And now in 2024, in the last 30 days, I'm not sure what my ASP is for the whole year of 2024, but the last 30 days, my ASP is $125. Now, if you're wondering what's ASP, it stands for average selling price. Okay. So in the last 30 days, I've sold about $46,000, and my sales are a little bit slow right now compared to where I really want to be. And I'll explain why my sales are a little bit slow. I've been hitting some rough patches transitioning with my prep center. I mean, it's not too bad, but there's some challenges there I'll share. But yeah, I've sold about $46,000 in the last 30 days, and I've sold 366 items. So if you divide 46,000 by 366, it comes out to about $125 per item. And you might be wondering, Steve, why did you decide to start focusing on higher ticket products versus back in 2022? I would sell a lot of low ticket books and lower ticket DVDs and CDs and board games. I mean, these are items that I would pick up for maybe $15 to $20 and sell them for $35, $40, $45, $50, right? And in 2022, I was okay with having 30% ROI. Now I'm really focused on having a minimum of a 40% ROI. I'm not sure what my exact numbers are for 2024, but we typically don't go under 40%. Some of our items, we will pick it up and it only has a 30% return on investment. So if I spend 100 and make 30, that's a 30% ROI. Sometimes I'll go that low if it's something that we sell all the time and it's a replan. But yeah, I want to talk about why I've decided to raise my average selling price. So it's pretty simple. For me personally, I want to be able to leverage my money as much as I possibly can and do as little work as possible, right? It's the American dream. But seriously, here's the thing. Over time, when you're doing eBay to Amazon, you're going to build a massive replens list. And I really believe in the Pareto principle, right? The 80-20 rule. A lot of times, 20% of the products are going to be your best. They're going to make 80% of your margins. I don't think it's that crazy in my business, but I would say there was a good 20, 30, 40% of items that made a lot of profit for me. They sold the best. They were replenishables. They had great margins. There wasn't a ton of competition. And I noticed it was the higher ticket stuff. And I think, you know, when I say higher ticket, like, again, it's items that I'm paying maybe $50, $60, $70 for and flipping them for $125, $135, $140. Right? There's people out there who do eBay to Amazon. They'll pick up items for $400 and flip it for $700. There's people who pay $1,000 and sell it for $2,000. If you're going to do that high ticket, I would probably be a little bit uncomfortable doing that with FBA just because people could scam you. Whereas if you did fulfilled by merchant, I feel like you'd have more protection, restocking fees. They can't really scam you as easily. So in the future, we'll see. I've shared this before. I'm not an FBM seller. I do 100% FBA. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, I found that it's a lot less work because the more products that you sell, like, and I'll even give you a real life example. In 2022, I had around like 1,500 ASINs in my inventory. 2023, I'd gotten up to 2,000 and then I lowered it by the, you know, at the second half of the year. Right now, I'm doing 46K right now. I should be getting up to 70, 80 really soon. And I'll talk about why my sales are a little bit slow. But I only have 360 products in my store. And how is that possible? Because I'm focusing on items that flip fast. I'm focusing on my replenishables, my replens list, and I'm focusing on items that are higher ticket. So in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I've got money to invest. Why not leverage it into products that, you know, sell for $125 versus products that sell for $60? I can make double the money with less work. So that's a big thing right there. Also, remember, what's the difference in work if you have 300 products versus 2,000. Well, if you have 2,000, those are 2,000 products you're going to have to deal with on a per product basis. You're going to have to ship each one to the prep center. There could be prep center issues. There could be problems. You have to price each one of those items, reprice one of those items. There's high pricing errors that you might hit. There's stranded inventory you might hit. There might be returns, so on and so forth. And again, returns, a lot of people get caught up with returns. At the end of the day, for me, I look at it based on a refund percentage rate. So I like to keep my refund rate under 6%. And that's where I am right now. I'm typically around 5 to 8%. Sometimes I've gone higher. You know, I was actually as little as 3% when I did only DVDs, but that's pretty much it. It's less work, less repricing, less issues with the prep center, so on and so forth. And I might as well talk about the prep center now. I'm using a prep center. I've been using them for probably coming up on 5 months now. The prep center's been great. It's been nice because now I don't have packages coming to my house anymore. I don't have the mailman showing up. I don't have to bring everything in. I don't have employees coming to my place. It is a little bit disappointing, I guess, because I spent like $10,000 redoing my garage. But now I got another place to, I guess, build a hobby or do some fun stuff in there or some filming. We'll see. But it's been great. Like, it's been really, really nice not having to touch inventory. And actually, matter of fact, when I compare what I'm paying my prep center versus having physical employees and the different expenses that went along with that, it's actually a little bit cheaper, believe it or not. And my stress levels are way down. So on that side of things, it's been great. I organize and I manage all my inventory and my eBay to Amazon business with a software that I built, and I actually just launched it probably a couple months back. It's called the eBay to Amazon Master Sheet. It's a very, very in-depth software that runs off of a Google Sheet. It's not what you're thinking. If anyone here is watching, you're doing eBay to Amazon, you should 100% check it out. There's a free 30-day trial. We've got about 60 people using it right now, and I've built this over a year ago, and I've been optimizing it. I'm telling you right now, if you want to list faster, if you want to organize your inventory, if you don't want to have to pull all your hair out dealing with returns, and if you don't know if people are shipping you stuff, if the wrong items come, the wrong quantity, if you want to be able to scan your UPS, USPS, FedEx packages into the master sheet and have the item pop up with a picture, so on and so, I mean, I'm telling you right now, if you're doing eBay to Amazon, you should definitely check it out. And I bring that up because I created a feature within the master sheet that helps to manage your prep center. So that's all been working great, managing the prep center, managing the inventory. And the master sheet actually allows me to see if the prep center actually had the items delivered. I can add multiple addresses. There's a whole prep center tab. It's pretty wild. I'm pretty proud of my developer and building that out. But all that's been smooth. But the issue is they've just been a little bit slow checking items in. So the cadence has been a little bit off in terms of their check-in time. And I could see on my E2A master sheet, it integrates with my eBay account. So every time I buy an item on eBay, it automatically pulls over to my sheet and it's integrated with UPS, USPS, and FedEx. So I can see, like, it pulls all the tracking numbers over and I can see where it's being updated. Like, you don't even have to click into the tracking. The master sheet will literally share with you, is it in transit? Is it delivered? So on and so forth. I notice a lot of my stuff gets delivered and it just sits for a while. Whereas even though when I was prepping all my own items, I would only typically ship out once a week, it's just been a little bit slow. And I'm not going to mention the prep center name. I mean, overall, they're doing good. I know they've been having some struggles lately and they're not even accepting new clients right now. So there's no point. But overall, like, I think it's a great prep center. It's just been a little bit slow. And I think I just need to get used to it and maybe just tell myself, Steve, it's, you know, even though it's a little bit slower and cash flow is a little more difficult because things kind of sit, I am going after products that they don't have a ton of competition. I go after a lot of discontinued stuff. I go after stuff where you're not going to, it's not like traditional online arbitrage where you're going to get somebody to like buy 20 and tank the whole price. So I don't really worry too much about price tanking and I am in it for the long haul, but I just keep telling myself, like, Steve, literally I have this conversation, Steve, like, imagine how nice it is to not have a million packages come into your house. And it was fun. It was great for social media, but it does kind of get a little old after a while. So I mean, that's the deal. I mean, the prep center's just been a little bit slow checking items in and shipping them out. But I think it'll pick up because, again, the guy had some personal issues going on and he's an amazing guy. And, you know, in the future, I'll probably make some videos and recommend it when he's ready. But yeah, that's an update. That's that's what's going on. I appreciate you all. Hopefully you enjoyed this video and this episode of the E2A Flippers podcast. If you want to watch the video version, head over to my YouTube channel at Rake and Profit. And also an update, we launched the E2A, the eBay to Amazon Masterclass 2.0. So we've already added 50 plus new videos in. We have another 50 videos coming in. We've redone the whole site, the whole sales page. I mean, literally, I rebuilt everything from scratch to make sure it was all updated for 2024, shared all the different things that I've learned because the masterclass is over 2 years old. So I've learned a lot and I've grown a lot. So I've updated a ton of it. So if you're interested in starting eBay to Amazon and you want someone to walk you through everything step by step, all the software, Seller Ramp, Keepa, Flipmine, get it all set up right, teach you how to source all the different items, how to use the master sheet, how to organize everything, working with VAs, it's all over there. So you can check that out over at rakenprofit.com/E2A masterclass. With that being said, much love. Thanks for watching and listening. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Take care.